Our next report is on the business of Christmas trees. First used in pagan festivals, they have become one of the world's most popular Christmas traditions and a million-dollar industry.
Pine or plastic?
Fake Christmas trees first appeared in Germany in the 1880s when deforestation was a major problem in the country and people started making Christmas trees from wire and duck feathers. Today, 82% of American homes choose an artificial tree over a real one. But is it the more ecological option? According to experts, you need to use an artificial tree for around 10 years before it becomes the more sustainable solution. On average, however, artificial Christmas trees only last 6 years, so you need to buy a good quality product for it to be an ecological choice. Not that plastic is the only option. West Palm Beach in Florida makes its municipal tree from 700 tons of sand each year. Popes and Pagans.
There is nothing Christian about the Christmas tree tradition. It goes back at least to ancient Roman times, when temples would be decorated with fir trees for Saturnalia, a pagan festival that was celebrated in December. As Christianity spread around Europe, the pagan symbol of the evergreen tree as a symbol of life became mixed up with the Christmas festival, something that the Church opposed for many centuries. It was only in 1982 that the Vatican finally admitted defeat and put up a Christmas tree for the first time. Forest farms.
France is Europe's second largest producer of live Christmas trees, behind Germany and ahead of Denmark. The USA is the biggest producer of all, but if you think it is an easy way of making money, think again. Firstly, it takes 6 to 10 years to grow a Christmas tree, and around half the trees planted will not survive to adulthood. Then the successful trees need periodic haircuts to ensure that they grow with the desired shape. At the end of all that, the farmer will make between $1,500 to $2,500 for every hectare of trees he cuts each year. A brilliant idea.
Traditionally, Christmas trees were lit with candles, but as pine needles are inflammable, this was never a good idea. The solution came from Edward Johnson, an associate of the great American inventor Thomas Edison, the man who invented the incandescent light bulb. In 1882, Johnson decorated a Christmas tree with a garland of red, white, and blue bulbs in his New York home and invited reporters to see the spectacle. Little did he know what a big business he had just created.